This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's that time again, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We're live wherever you are around the globe. You can figure it out. I mean, Eastern Time's it's kind of an important time zone. What is there? There's London, there's Eastern Time. I'm sure somebody else considers their time zone to be important, too. Maybe Japan, perhaps. Got me. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
You can call in at 855-450-3733 if you want to talk about something, but until then, we're going to talk about the story Angie brought in. Angie, what did you find out about beards?
It was a story from KUTV.com, written in April of 2019. It states that men with beards carry more germs than dogs do.
Yeah, I like how you're looking over at me.
I like how she says dogs.
I make it a point to let dogs lick the germs off my beard.
That's perfect. You're completely clean then.
Yeah.
It starts saying beards may be totally in, but they are also dirty and hazardous to human health. Scientists discovered men with beards have more germs in their hairs than dogs carry in their fur. A new study found that every sample of beard hair collected was crawling with bacteria. Nearly half had bugs and bacteria considered hazardous to human health.
Now, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, if you were to take any swab of any bit of anybody, you're going to find yucky stuff.
Yep.
However, I would say that there's a few things that are sort of special about beards. A, they increase the surface area around your mouth, right? So
they catch things.
Right, there's stuff there. And I would say, okay, you might get me, because now we're dropping food in for the bacteria.
Yep.
To perhaps do something. It's probably a good idea to wash this thing. Jay, I would presume, as a bearded guy, that you put a little shampoo there.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you go in the shower?
Dr. Bonner's.
Okay, is that special beard shampoo?
No. But actually, my wife a couple of times has bought me this this beard shampoo, or this like hard shampoo soap that works pretty good in the beard.
Okay.
And she really likes it. I would actually have it shorter this time of year. And
but she's fond of the beard.
Yeah, and when I trim it down, she's like, what'd you do that for? It's pokey now, you know?
Oh, yeah. I can't stand it if it's pokey. If you're going to have a beard, it has to be long and soft.
But in the wintertime, it's very important, especially when I used to stack hay like every day. You know, I go to Canada and I have literally looked like the abominable snowman. It's like 25 below zero and stacking hay outside. The wind's blowing.
It's frozen in your beard.
And your face actually stays warm.
Yeah. It's a free muffler. And there's no doubt I worked out in the cold for a little while and I grew my beard out. It's the last time I was successful growing out. And I don't know what it's like for you, Jay, but here's what it's like for me when I grow out a beard. I do that Snidely Whiplash thing, you know, where you pull on the mustache with your fingers. Now, the beard may not be the dirtiest part of your body, but I'm reasonably certain your fingers, and perhaps your anus, they are in the running, right? And so when you're touching your beard with your fingers...
That touch everything,
all that stuff, right? That just makes it worse. And this is why my wife will not let me have a beard. Not because she has a problem with beards, but because she has a problem with my nervous habits that surround beards. So she doesn't want to put her mouth near anything where I've been, you know, rubbing my fingers through the beard and pulling on the beard.
No.
No, I can totally see the issue there.
I do a lot of welding fabrication work and sparks flying, and I'm pretty convinced that the beard has actually saved me from burning my face.
Sure, I'll take that.
You smell your hair when it happens?
Oh, yeah. This winter sometime. She's like, what happened to your beard? I'm like, I kind of set it on fire.
She's like, what?
And I was doing some torch work under a truck, and it bounced off my beard. I felt the heat, and actually it burnt through my shirt, came down on my shirt, and it left a burn mark on my chest. But it definitely, took out a big chunk of hair.
So it was good you had it there, because your face would have been burned.
I think so, yeah.
It's is all you have to do as a man. I'm sure most women have not had this experience, but a lot of men have had the experience of having a very short crop haircut, right? You know, zipping it down to a one or a two, maybe skin bulb. Jay?
Yeah, I just got these trimmers, and I think it's 3 1/2 inch.
I don't know. I think four is a half inch.
Maybe it's a three or four.
I think it's 3/8 inch.
And my wife just zips it all up. But, I mean, yeah, it was always some horse girl to bar, and here's a horse clippers, trim it right up. Because I don't have time to go to the barber, and I ain't going to pay for it.
And sadly, you aren't able to maintain that glossy mane on top of your head any longer.
No.
So if you've been a man who has their hair cut short, you know the difference between bumping your head with hair and bumping your head without hair. And if you bump your head without hair, you're going to get a cut on your pate, I believe is what this is called. The top of your skin on the top of your head is called your pate. You're going to get a cut there, and it's going to hurt a lot. Whereas if you have hair there, yes, you're going to bump your head, and yes, it's going to hurt like bumping your head hurts, but the hair will protect you. It's these fibers. It's like a bulletproof vest, and it works that way. So a beard's going to work the same way with some kind of injury to your face, is it's going to protect it to some extent.
And I wear a skull cap,
mm-hmm,
or a baseball cap or a straw hat.
When you're welding or just generally?
Well,
just wear a hat.
Working on things, I like to wear like a skull cap.
What is a skull cap?
It's like a welder's hat. I got one out in a truck, but it's just like I got all different kinds of some tie on like a bandana, like elastic, and they got like this little brim that you can, like, when you're laying on your side. I also put earplug. I wear earplugs now when I weld because I've gotten weld in my ear a couple of times. I actually melted an earplug once and had a tough time getting that in my ear. Well, just better than that going down my eardrum. But if you look at the top of my head, I'll bet you can see some scars or some dings.
Yeah, I can see a little bit.
I see stuff.
Yeah,
your head has divots.
Gives it character.
Those sorts of things.
And those only happen when I'm not wearing some kind of head protection.
It continues and says, the dogs tested had lower of microbes of bacterium that cause disease. KUTV News did not commission or participate in this study. Scientists initially wanted to determine if humans could pick up a dog-borne disease from an MRI scan that was also used for examinations by veterinarians.
Makes sense.
Researchers took swabs from beards of 18 men ages 18 to 76 and the necks of 30 dogs.
Not the hugest in tab, but big enough to find out something.
And there's a variety there, 18 to 30 to 76.
Yep.
That's a huge
18 men.
The results showed that all of the bearded men had high amounts of microbial counts.
Microbial, I think is the term we're going to use.
Microbial. Yep. Thanks. Only 23 of the 30 dogs had high counts, of the remainder had moderate levels. 7 men even had harbored microbes that posed a threat to their health.
So about two-thirds of the men had, two-thirds of the dogs had high counts of microbial counts. All of the men had high microbial counts. And 7 men had harbored microbes that posed a threat to their health.
Yep.
So
I want to know where the dogs came from. Were they in a condo in Yuppieville?
Right.
Or were they on the farm?
Are these were they like street dogs from the Caribbean?
Could have been.
If you've ever been out there and you've seen those dogs running down the street, all their testicles in the wind, man,
and some of them look
male dogs
beautiful.
With testicles, man, it gets me. I'm so much into the let's clip them thing.
Snip, snip.
But some of those dogs, we saw wild dogs, I forget, Puerto Rico it was, I guess. And some of them were just like, wow, they just came from the groomer. Just some of them look like really, really rough. I mean, hanging out with each other.
On the basis of these findings, dogs can be considered as clean compared with bearded men. Dr. Gutset of Switzerland told the Daily Mail.
By the sounds of it, it's disrespecting the dogs.
The MRI scanner showed a significantly lower bacteria count compared to levels seen when it was used by humans. Keith Flett, the founder of Beard Liberation Front, told the Daily Mail he questions these findings. I think it's possible to find all sorts of unpleasant things if you took swabs from people's hair and hands and then tested them. I don't believe that beards in themselves are unhygienic.
Well, I do think that since you eat out of the hole that the beer surrounds, that it's probably got some special issues over other things, but I suspect that men's faces or people's faces around their mouths are probably kind of grody, too. And, also, dogs aren't going to carry dog disease. Dogs carry dog diseases, not as many human diseases.
Yep.
So I see some of these. What are your thoughts on this? Rather than hearing me expound, the number 855-450-3733. Is this just a hit piece for Beards? 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We just finished a hit piece on Beards. It's, yeah. The claim is that basically dogs are more clean than your beard.
I bet you my beard's more clean than somebody's hippie dreadlock you know, girls I see hanging around. You know, and a lot of women, from what I understand, don't wash their hair every single day because it's pretty hard on it.
Yep, it is.
So
So for me, I wash my hair every day because that. What else would I do in the shower? I mean, you know, I don't have that much going on in there. I shave my face, wash my hair, and that's kind of the whole shtick. But I do think that it is true that if you wash your hair less often, you need to wash your hair less often.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know how that works.
All I know is I got to take a shower every single day because I just get so darn dirty.
Yeah.
And just like, a lot of times I walk in the house, it's like, you get right in a shower.
Right. It's happened to me before, too. I don't work as hard as you do, but there you go. You can call in on that. The number is 855-450-3733. If you think that beards are cleaner than dogs or something. I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. I wrote this copy. Why? Because I get Freedom's Phoenix. .com's daily dispatch. I'm on their list to get twice a day. So, you know, whatever's good for you, I'm sure they'll handle it over there. But freedomsphoenix.com, I love it. I think it's great. So, going on here, we discussed this story about beards, but I was kind of curious, Angie, about this Michigan article and THC. Apparently, the state of Michigan is suggesting that maybe it's not a great way to determine whether somebody's been driving while intoxicated or whatever.
Yes, I found an article on High Times. It was written back in April.
Always makes me laugh. High Times has been around a long time.
That says Michigan Commission recommends no limit on THC in drivers' bodies. And I thought that was very interesting.
Right, because obviously you don't want people getting out and driving while stoned. It's not going to make people very happy. Just this whole notion of people getting out of the road and driving while stoned. However, at the same time, it's very difficult to determine if somebody's actually stoned. Right? It's
right.
One thing. Whether they, you know, you can tell whether they've consumed marijuana in the last, somewhere between 2 weeks and 6 months, depending on how their physiology is working.
Yep.
And let me defend the six-month statement. THC is stored in fat. So if you were to smoke a lot of, be a heavy smoker, and be putting on weight at a certain time, then you would internalize that THC. If you then, 6 months later, began to drop a lot of weight. Now, you would have had to smoke a lot of weed in that period of time for it to not have been, you know, taken out of your system. But let's say you were a heavy smoker and gaining weight, which, you know, Fritos, that could happen.
It could happen.
And then you begin to take it off. It's possible that you're taking off weight quickly enough to offload this internalized THC and then still fail a drug test 6 months later. It's possible. It's not likely, but possible. And those are the things you have to look at when you're administering tests on the side of roads or whatever.
I have a friend. She went from 280 to about 140 over a 6 month, 8 month period, did a really like extreme deal, you know, dieting. And she really just got huge in college. And she was a thin girl in school.
The freshman 15?
I was more like a freshman 100 for her.
Yeah, that happens too.
It was, I think, a freshman 80. I mean, whatever. But anyway, she was like, I just, you know, smoked all the weed I could and ate all the junk food I could and drank beer and smoked. She was just a party girl. And she,
grades weren't so great?
Actually, she did awesome. She's wicked smart. Wicked smart girl. She might even be listening to this.
Says more about college than anything else. Go ahead.
Right. Anyways, what is she? So she's like, you know, I haven't done any, you know, she just went cold turkey, quit doing all everything, quit smoking cigarettes, quit the cannabis, quit the booze. And she's like, I'm stacking hay with her. It was a real hot summer day, and this was stirring while she was losing weight, and she's like, I might be stoned. I'm like, oh, I thought you quit doing that stuff. She goes, no, I just think it's because my fat cells, they're all full of weed, she says, or all whatever, however she put it. She goes, I really think I'm stoned. She's like, this happens when I, like, work excessively. And but she was, like, going to the gym a lot, and but it was, like, a hot day when we put, like, 1,000 bales of hay. We put two loads of hay to her barn that day. And, yeah. She,
so it could happen.
Well, she claimed it happened, yeah. And I've heard other stories about that. So, you know, it had probably been, you know, 2 years since she touched anything like that.
There you go. So I just picked 6 months out of the air because that's what I've heard, things like that, too. So, you know, these things can happen, as I understand it. They've been reported to have happened.
The article goes ahead and says experts maintain that THC in the blood does not necessarily mean that a person is impaired or even high. A Michigan commission tasked with studying the effects of cannabis on driving has recommended that the state not impose limits on the amount of THC that can be present in the driver's bodies.
Right. So one thing that's important to note is that, first off, you'd have to know how much THC in the blood makes somebody stoned or doesn't, right? So because we know how much alcohol is acceptable. It's not illegal to have a drink and drive. It is not illegal to necessarily have two drinks and drive. It's not illegal to have three drinks and drive. It's illegal to be over 0.08 in most states. Some of them is 0.1, but or at least it was at some point. Your state may vary, not my problem. But so there's a blood alcohol limit. It's illegal to be over the limit, and not illegal to be under the limit. And that's just the end of that story. So you would need, in order to be fair and commensurate, you would need a limit for THC in the blood, and so you'd need to determine scientifically what level of THC impairs people in the blood. And by the sounds of this study, it's not an impairment, it's something else, it's some other way. And until we can test for that,
does anyone even stay stoned for days?
No.
Because that's the thing with tea, you know, cannabis.
Unless you keep trying to
not being addictive, like alcohol is addictive, and you know, cocaine, for example, leaves your body very soon. Alcohol leaves soon. You get hangovers, and so this is the thing. I mean, you know, 2 hours after you consume it, or 20 hours after you consume it, is, I mean, what's the difference in THC level? I'd like to see those things, because it's not much, from what I understand.
Right.
The Impaired Driving Safety Committee issued the recommendation in a report that was released last week after spending nearly 2 years exploring the issue. The panel of 6 members appointed by former Governor Rick Snyder reviewed published scientific research and conducted roadside tests with the Michigan State Police to complete its work.
I hear there's people at the radios who have developed an opinion that is contrary to this commission that spent 2 years with cops coming up with these findings. Now, that's crap. That is wrong. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450 free, as in Free Talk Live.
Libertarianism is about living in a more free society. But what about living a free life? If you're stuck in a job, business, or relationship where you're not free, what good is a free society to you? You can live a more free life. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Busy day for President Trump as he was in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas. The president touring both sites where mass murders took place over the weekend. The president visited with recovering victims and thanked first responders. Agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement nabbed 600 illegal aliens in a coordinated sting operation across 7 food processing plants in Mississippi. The raids taking place in small towns around Jackson, where Latinos make up a majority of the workforce. Mike Hurst, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Mississippi.
The United States of America is the greatest nation in the history of the world. And it's no wonder that people from around the world want to come here to our country. But while we do welcome folks from other countries, they have to follow our laws. They have to abide by our rules. They have to come here legally, or they shouldn't come here at all.
USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about a new study out of Michigan on THC and its effects on driving. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Just a quick PSA. Almost everybody waits until the last half hour of the show to call in.
Yeah, why?
Call in now and beat the rush. I want to tell you about My Magic Mud. And there's no rush when it comes to the internet. You can order right now, and you'll get it shipped to you in short order. It's My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. I love it. I haven't lived without it for more than half a decade, and my teeth, I'm confident, are cleaner than they've ever been because of this product. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I drink about a pot of coffee every day. Now, it's not caffeinated coffee. Some people seem to get confused about that. Doesn't matter. It'll still stain your teeth. And if the coffee doesn't do it, the red wine will. So I got to have something to take care of those stains on the teeth, and My Magic Mud does it. You use it four times, basically once a day for 4 days. And then after that, you use it once every 4 to 7 days, and your teeth will be as white as they're supposed to be. It's sold in most major health food stores and Sprouts, CVS, Amazon, Natural Grocers, all Walmart's a natural beauty aisle. But you can go to MyMagicMud.com and save 20% with coupon code FTL20. That's MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20 to save 20%. And I think you'll be happy. As a matter of fact, My recommendation is zero mains. If you listen to one thing I say here on the air, it's get My Magic Mud. MyMagicMud.com.
It will help if you have bad breath, especially due to plaque or anything teeth-related. I have a friend who reported that since she's been using My Magic Mud that her significant other said to her, wow, your breath doesn't smell bad anymore. She goes, what are you talking about? And she said to her, her partner, and you never told me I had bad breath. And she's like, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but that bentonite clay neutralizes build bad bacteria. It neutralizes like these anaerobic bacteria that can like jam.
And the charcoal grabs it and pulls it up out of your mouth.
Yeah, so it's excellent stuff. Actually, some peppermint stuff that I got doesn't have charcoal in it, I don't think. It's like a white color. Have you seen that one yet?
No, they have a white peppermint.
It's
something
like white. It's got no black in it.
Huh.
Seems to work pretty good. I think it's heavier on the bentonite clay or something.
Is it the toothpaste? Sure.
No, it's a powder in a little tub.
I'm going to have to find that. I have no idea. Is that the one for sensitive teeth? You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll check that out. That's new information for me. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. So we were talking about some study out of Michigan that says that basically THC in your blood really isn't any indication as to whether or not you're stoned or whether you can drive or not.
Right. Members of the committee include a medical marijuana patient and law enforcement, forensics, toxicology, cannabis, pharmacology, and traffic safety professionals. The committee determined that while cannabis use can have an effect on driving, the level of THC in a driver's blood is not a reliable indicator of driving impairment.
Right, so this is important, and I'm going to repeat it. Cannabis can certainly affect the way that people drive.
Right.
However, THC in your blood isn't indicative of anything about your ability to drive, because THC in your blood is irrelevant to cannabis, to whether you're stoned or not. It's just not a good it's not an indication at all. You can find out whether somebody smokes pot, but that doesn't really say anything about how they drive. In the same way that, I may drink or I may drink to excess, but that doesn't mean that I am driving drunk because you have tested me the next day and determined that I drank to excess, two nights ago.
But what if they take CBD oil that contains the THC?
CBD shouldn't have THC in it.
Some of it can.
Not too much.
Yep, it doesn't have a lot. But, yeah. I mean, what if they take it, 5-10 drops twice a day? Would that show up?
I don't know how it would, but it shouldn't get you stoned. So either way, it wouldn't really make a difference whether it shows up or not. This is just not a way to determine whether people are stoned.
Yeah. Instead, committee members Norbert Kaminsky, professor of pharmacology and toxicology at Michigan State University, recommend that police use roadside sobriety tests. The only reasonable way to do this right now is to demonstrate that people are impaired. The committee also recommended additional training to detect impaired driving for law enforcement officers and a campaign to educate the public of the dangers of driving while high. Very poor correlation.
That's a good idea. You want people to know what what the dangers are of consuming marijuana and getting behind the wheel, the same way that we have informed them over time of what the problems are of drinking alcohol and getting behind the wheel. And I think that they should be, those things should be both, that should be stated accurately rather than overstating and trying to scare people.
Sure.
Or not saying anything and just presuming that people know the answers. It's just an educational campaign and let people know.
Well, it's just, as I had mentioned in the break, when I was in Colorado, I would hear about these, and I went and did some jury nullification stuff there, and there would be people that would take their marijuana DUIs to court, and juries would basically just find them, acquit them, not guilty. And I just Googled jury, Colorado, cannabis, driving, and I come up with an article. New report shows Colorado juries are too often forced to acquit DUI defendants. It says many DUI charges end up getting dropped when defendants go to trial because prosecutors simply can't prove driver was actually impaired by marijuana use, according to Ohio Times report. And I was hearing about this because people were basically getting busted, because they you know, they're in Denver, and it's always brown people, you know.
Oh, it's always Mexicans or something? Yeah.
Well, you know, brown people, black people. Yeah. I've never heard of a case where I met somebody who was actually white that had this issue, and I met a lot of black folks that didn't, brown folks. And I don't know
the reputation of Denver's police department, so.
But it was always like, yeah, we just, you know, had a bong going in the car or whatever, they would say, some word. And, you know, they roll down the windows and smoke rolls out and the cops just pull them over. And I'm like, take it to trial, man. And one of these guys, I just schooled him a little bit. And he was kind of in a Liberty community. And he said, yeah, he goes, I was found not guilty. And then I just started hearing about this a lot when I was out there because the Denver cops were just really hammering hard on anyone they could.
I can see why they don't want people consuming marijuana and then driving. Now,
yeah, that's one issue. That's what was going on. I don't know about the others.
It's so the problem is so weed, for one, is something that you build a tolerance to much more so than, say, alcohol.
Yep.
So, for instance, I could drive down the road, drink a beer out of a can, and I would never necessarily get over the illegal limit. Now, they have a law against open container, which I think to be, in my opinion, is a crappy law. You're either impaired while you're driving or you're not. It shouldn't matter what's in your hand, to my mind. With marijuana, to me, you know, if I could take a half a toke off of a joint, I would be just messed up. You wouldn't want me driving anything. And whereas I happen to work with a gentleman who smokes like Big Chief Wahoo and like a broken microwave and like it's a part-time job, maybe the full-time job. And, you know, best I can tell, he just is fine. Most of the time, I mean, you know, everything, nothing really changes to when he's smoked and when he hasn't. And I'm not advocating for anything, but what they need is a better test. They need a test that determines whether or not you are impaired, too impaired to drive or not.
I think they just need to leave people alone.
Well, there's that.
That's a good idea.
And the best way is to determine whether or not they're driving dangerously, I suppose. Free Talk Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
You can get to the Discord room where they're all talking about Angie's skirt.
It's really not that bad. It's not short.
Yeah, it's not that bad, but, you know, well, I mean, when you work out regularly, Angie, men are going to talk about your legs.
And you should show them off.
Yeah, I don't see any particular problem with that at all, but, you know, as the case may be, folks are discussing that, and there's probably other things being discussed.
They're also talking about the hottest girls on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we'd like some opinions.
Some the ladies from the past. We've been on for almost 20 years.
There's been a lot.
So, you know, we've got, we've been on long enough that we've got co-hosts that have died. So, you know, what are you going to do? Been here for a while. Right now, Angie is the hottest host on the air. That's for certain.
Perfect.
I agree.
I want to talk about people who support us getting hosts on the air here. Amplifiers. Including C. Haw, who is a silver amplifier, and you can be an amplifier, too, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you support us, spreading the ideas of liberty, well, it's a great way to support us in that message. That means all it takes to be on more radio stations and get more podcast downloads and have more people hear the ideas of liberty is simply more money, because you can advertise and get more podcast listeners. You can advertise to program directors and get more radio stations, and that's how you do these things. It's amp.freetalklive.com if you support the ideas of liberty or a medium for free speech. Either one of those were worth $5 a month, because what are you really giving up? Some little, thing, some kind of confection that you call coffee from one of these chain coffee stores? Be serious. How many calories are in those things, Angie?
Oh, there's a lot. It depends on what you get in them. Cream, sugar.
Giant things with the, like, splotches of
chocolate. Oh, they're
chocolate.
Ridiculous.
Right.
700-800 calories.
Right, no doubt. I mean, it's
easy.
Seriously, it's an ice cream. It's a coffee-themed ice cream shop.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, yeah. Check that out, amp.freetalklive.com. Angie, are we going on with your article or Jay's on the, which one are we going with here?
Well, I just I brought up another article to compliment what you got on the screen there.
And that is? The
this is, well, the one that you...
So got. You're talking about the THC in Michigan, talking about THC in
right.
the blood not
I
being indicative of anything. Angie?
Kaminsky also noted that he was glad that the former governor had formed the commission to make logical and rational decisions based on the state of science.
I can't believe it.
He said that there is a very poor correlation between levels of THC in blood and driving impairment for several reasons. When cannabis is consumed by smoking or vaporizing, THC levels quickly spike but then fall rapidly as well, dropping to half of the peak level within 6 to 10 minutes. Because of this rapid fluctuation, THC levels at the time a blood test is administered do not accurately reflect the level while driving. Also, heavy cannabis users can have higher THC levels than inexperienced users without showing signs of impairment.
Right.
Cannabis detection times can last up to 30 days after discontinuing use, and sometimes longer than after any effects from the drug has passed.
Do we really want to throw somebody in jail for driving while intoxicated who smoked their last joint 20 days ago?
No.
Is that what we
not.
Want? I mean, like, because that's what these tests result in. And they need, admittedly... As I've heard, you can. There is a test to find out whether somebody's stoned or not, and it's expensive. So, there's one of two things you can do. Either forget about administering a test and just worry about whether somebody's driving, you know, erratically and poorly. Or you can, which of course, either way, you have to have a cop present to administer the test either way. One, either they're driving poorly and you can give them a ticket for driving poorly, or they you give them this really, really, really expensive test to determine whether they're stoned or not. Or you give the test enough that enough places are buying these kits to find out whether or not people are stoned, and then the price comes down because that's how markets work.
Unless government's buying it, then there's some government contractor who will sell it for...
It'll be seven times as much.
Very good point.
Can be extracted. This article here from cannabislaw.com basically speaks a lot of the stuff that Angie's reading in her article, except for a couple of things in here, because this is specifically to Colorado. It says, it's not like alcohol, the man's attorney, Rob Corey, told CBS Denver. Marijuana is different.
Yeah.
The standards are not one size fits all. Like, alcohol is pretty much, this is the limit, and this is what it is. And
right.
This is about all they've had. They're pretty much forced to acquit people on driving while stone charges because they just can't prove people are stoned by what their THC level is, all this article really says.
That sounds accurate to me, is that basically you can't, it's the wrong test. It tests for the wrong things. You can find out whether people have THC in their blood, but you can't determine whether they're stoned or not based on that test. And they need a different test if that's what they're going to test for.
A little correction, that's a cannabislaw.report, I said .com.
I see. Well, it's the internet.
In case anybody's looking.
Well, somebody is. So, Angie?
Under current Michigan law, it is illegal to drive with any detectable level of THC in the blood. But with medical marijuana legal since 2008 and recreational cannabis legalized last year, former Governor Snyder sought to clarify the rules of impaired driving. It will be up
This is a real problem, because basically they're saying you can smoke pot, but you can't drive.
Ever.
Yeah. You know, you can't drive the next day. You can't drive the day after. And this is a law written by people who don't understand the science behind the physiology and the metabolization of THC. And it was then passed by people who further do not understand it. And that's not what we're looking for here, people.
I like laws that are full of holes and easy to beat.
So what you're saying is that if somebody does get a conviction for having THC in their blood, or does get, excuse me, an arrest for THC in their blood, all they have to do is take it to trial, and they're going to beat it because it's bad science.
I mean, any lawyer worth his salt, you know, ought to understand this
sure.
stuff. And then the second thing is that if I was ever asked by a police officer to submit to some test, whatever it is, the first thing I would say is, can you use the results of this test against me in a court of law? And he has to answer yes. And if he doesn't answer it, I would say, well, I'm going to assume that's a yes, and I'm going to exercise my constitutionally secured rights not to incriminate myself, that you have sworn an oath to uphold. And that's as far as I would go with that. And I would just say I'm exercising my constitutionally secured rights. And I would just say constitutionally secured rights because in states they're all worded a little differently unless you go, you know, study it yourself. But that covers everything pretty broadly.
So the Supreme Court has, it's not too long ago, a few years, maybe five, ruled that you can't just remain silent in order to remain silent. I know. It's a crazy rule. But that silence could be interpreted as an indication of guilt unless you say something to the effect of, excuse me, officer, are you conducting an investigation? Would that investigation result if you found out, you know, certain information in that investigation, would it result in my incarceration, the diminishment of my rights or something like that?
Or just used against me.
Yeah, could it be used against me? In which case, when they sort of answer yes, then you'll say, well, that's fine. I'm going to remain silent in order to, you know, not have, I'm not interested in having a chit-chat with you, and I'm not interested in having any information I give you be used against me, so I'm just going to remain silent for the rest of the time. And I don't know if that little diatribe would then be able to be used against you because, well, now he's determined that he doesn't want to speak, so he must be hiding. Like, I don't, it's... The United States Supreme Court came about as close as it could come to destroying the right to remain silent by saying you have to not be silent in order to be silent.
And that is a double-edged sword because in common law, one of the maxims of English common law is literally silence is consent. So this is where if you notify somebody, say for example, and you put the you run the notice in the legals. And you send them registered return receipt letters that you're going to, I don't know, take some action or something or whatever, and there's never a response. This is where the whole silence is consent. And this is, and even like, I can remember one thing my dad years ago talking to one of the young girls at the barn about basically, you know, if you just stay silent, some boy is going to think you're consenting. If you don't want a boy to go past first base or whatever, you know, you have to tell him no. You have to speak up. You have to say no because it is silence is consent in many forms. And even in law, as the Supreme Court has said.
If they send you some kind of court notice that says be there at such and such a time, at such and such a date, they didn't ask you for an RSVP, right? They didn't tell you.
They said you better come.
Right. They said you better come. And if you didn't get that little missive that they sent out, you know, then and you don't show up, well, it's still a warrant whether you knew it happened or not, whether you consented to it or not. It doesn't matter. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.